Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
Coastside Carousel on the air and live in the studio. I have three band members, project members, and it's going to come under the title of their album, Stand True, the Zamora Rose Project. And let's get going with their producer, manager, and musician, Ron Rose. Welcome to AM 1710, Ron.
Thank you, Christopher, for inviting us.
Tell us a bit about the group. Who are you? What are you? What do you do?
We're a project that believes that the world could use some good new rock and roll songs. So we wrote a bunch of songs over the last year or two, and we are in a rock and bossa blues style. So we have rock and roll, we have blues songs, and we have several ballads that are Brazilian influence. So that's why we call it the bossa part of it.
What a nice combination. How many in the group?
We have five members of the group presently.
And you play what instrument yourself?
I occasionally play bass, but I'm mostly a lyricist and the producer.
And you're local boys, too.
Yes, I live in Half Moon Bay, have lived here for 25 years. And Joe Colella, who's our lead guitar player, lives in Half Moon Bay. Phil Zamora and Phil Solar from San Mateo and Scott Byers from San Francisco.
Okay, well, I've got the two Phils with me, ladies and gentlemen and listeners. I'll get to them in just a moment. When did you get together?
I met Phil Zamora about 3 or 4 years ago. He was giving me some bass lessons, and he played some guitar, and I heard his voice, and I told him we have to write some songs for that voice.
Good, and you did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a very interesting live performance, a world debut that's coming up in August. So we'll get to that at the end of the interview. While we're talking about musicians, we have another one with us, one of the first of the Phils. Let's get him in here now. We've just done musical chairs, and we brought in Phil Solar. Tell me, where do you fit in, Phil?
I met Phil Zamora about 6 years ago, and we played in a band called Just Cream, tribute to Eric Clapton and Cream. And we decided eventually, after we meeting Ron here, to form an original band, play some retro music that has a flair of the 60s and 70s, and it's fresh, positive, and has a good Brazilian style to it. So Creedence Clearwater meets The Doors, meets Jethro Tull, vice versa, it doesn't matter. It's the good old days of classic rock.
Finally, they're back. Maybe they never went away.
That is true. That material is played on the radio all the time, and I'm also exposed to a lot of musicians, as I own Drum World in San Mateo, so we have a lot of musicians and clinics, and I meet a lot of professionals, and I'm on the right track again in this stage in my life of playing in a great band.
Yes. Expand, not so much commercially, but tell us a little bit about Drum World.
Drum World is a store. It's been around the Bay Area since 1979. We have nine teachers, and five of them are drum teachers. We have sax, clarinet, guitar, and bass. We do clinics and performances. And we're trying to keep the community spirit alive in this technology world.
Yeah. And why do you call the group Project? How did it get that hook word, Project, on the end?
Well, if you go back to the early days of a lot of bands, it could be the Blues Project out of New York. We had different people coming in and out of the band. We decided that in order to make this music happen, there might be some interchangeable musicians and friends. And we have a great circle of friends via all of us here. So we're trying to keep this project going. One person might come in, one person might go out. However, we are the core group, rhythm section and guitar players here. So what we're trying to do is keep that spirit alive. And if we need to get a great string section or a great conga player to come in, we'll have that choice person come in and help us out.
Dare I toss off like a Steely Dan idea?
Steely Dan's a great idea.
Yeah, and they come and go.
Yes, and the Grateful Dead had Donna Gottschalks and her husband came in and out in different times and makes the band a different style from album to album, but keeping the same vibe.
All right. Well, let's bring in the first name in the group. And the other, Phil, is the first name on the album, Zamora. Welcome to AM 1710, Phil.
Oh, thank you very much, Christopher.
I'm looking forward to us hearing the music. And I've chosen three tracks from the album, and we're going to kick off with number 7, Tremblin'. Tell us a little bit about Tremblin'. How did you put that down?
Well, Tremblin' was one of the first songs I wrote back in the early 70s. When I met Ron here as a teacher, learning to play electric bass and some acoustic guitar. We just brought that song up and decided to throw it in the mix because it was one of the better songs I wrote back in the early 70s.
Very cool. On the bridge, I've chosen Time to Kill. A few notes on Time to Kill.
Time to Kill was a little, we talked about maybe not using that title because it just had kind of a negative feeling to it. But what it really means is the time to kill watching pretty much crap on TV, things that just don't make sense, like the song pretty much displays. You're wasting your time watching a lot of these live reality shows, for instance. Matter of fact, I mentioned reality shows in that song. Mm-hmm. But it turned out to be that Time to Kill was also kind of a reflection of the Doors.
Yeah.
My nephew, who lives in New York, actually he lives in Florida now, thought he had connected with the actual Jim Morrison about a couple of years ago. So he asked me to, well, we talked about writing a song about that.
Okay, and we go home with Painting It Blue. A couple of notes on that one.
Painting It Blue was something more of Ron's idea, bringing up the time when the Rolling Stones met Muddy Waters. If you remember, Muddy Waters opened for the Rolling Stones back in the late 60s, I believe. And that's what that's all about. We're trying to bring in the spirit of Muddy Waters and singing as close to Muddy Waters as I possibly could. The story being that his records weren't selling back in those days because there was a separation of black and white, and we decided to do that, to make tribute to Muddy Waters, and that's what that's all about.
Well, I'm sure our sponsor, Cameron's Restaurant Pavanina, is going to be interested in this music too. I'll make sure Cameron really tunes in. Did you know, listeners, that Cameron's has added a nice little feature to their Restaurant Pubbing in this? It's a little south of town on Highway 1, just past the fire station. Dog owners, heads up, dog owners. Finally, you can take your dog to dinner if you wish. They've got a nice area outside. You know that barrels? Have you seen the barrels from the highway? Well, that outdoor patio is designed for you to bring your dog to Cameron's Restaurant Pubbing in. It's safe, it's comfortable, and it's got umbrellas for the summertime. Cameron's, you know, it's going to be the Disneyland of pubs, and I think Walt would be very proud of that. And want to know a little bit more about Cameron's? They have a website, cameronsin.com. Cameron's, your home away from home. Okay, let's get to the music. It's the Zamora Rose Project.
She told me that she really cared. She had a picture of Clark and Roy. The fantasies I really didn't like to share. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't hard to learn. Came upon a midnight light through a window. I think it's gonna be alright. She held me down and she held me tight. I think it's gonna be a long, long, long night. But my hands, they began to tremble when she told me that she really cared. She had a picture of Clark and Roy. Yes, she did. A fantasy I really do. Mighty share. Come on, let's share that. 7 days in any mortal week. A lot of time to kill on a TV screen. Takes a lot of talents to write those Twilight Zones. So just put on more Jenny Jones. Intricate plots take a lot of skill. So we'll just give them more of Dr. Phil. Not a question of how low can we go. You know we passed that point a long time ago. It's more a question of time to kill, like dumping trash in a landfill.
Thank you.
get down from this ladder and start playing the blues. Get down from this ladder, start playing the blues.
Yeah. All right, now that was a bit of rock, a little bossa, a little Latin, a bit of everything. Thank you, Phil, for coming to AM 1710. And the boys are still here in the studio, but before you leave, I want to know what's upcoming. How can I come by your CD, for example? And what about a live performance? I heard that was coming in August.
Oh yes. The live performance world premiere, actually. We're going to be playing the whole album, Stand True album, and it's going to be at OPL, as well known in the peninsula.
And for listeners who don't know OPL, what does OPL mean? Old Princeton.
Oh, the old Princeton Landing.
That it is.
That it is. It's been there for many, many years.
Yeah, I think older than you and I.
That's right. Something is actually older than us.
And give me the date again on that.
The date is August 4th. That would be a Sunday from, what is it, from 2 p.m. to 3 to 5 p.m.
Very good. And how can I come by the CD itself?
You could pretty much buy that anywhere on the web. You could buy it at Amazon.com. You could buy it at CD Baby. It's available on the iTunes.
Mm-hmm. And needless to say, it'll be there in August.
It'll be there in a truckload, yes, sir.
Very good. Well, thank you, all three of you, gentlemen.
Also, we'll have a lot of T-shirts and other paraphernalia to sell as well.
I love that word, paraphernalia. That brings back days of
old memories.
Well, thank you once again, gentlemen, for coming to AM 1710.
You're so welcome.
Appearing here on Coastside Carousel. You've been listening to the music of the Zamora Rose Project from their album Stand True. I'm your host, Christopher O'Donnell. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.